I'm Dave DeForest reporting a resignation in Greece. With a new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has resigned, calling for an election on September 20th. The resignation of the leftist Mr. Tsipras came in the face of a revolt by lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party. They're angry that the government failed to live up to its promise to end the austerity measures put in place by international creditors. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was sworn in for a third term Thursday. He took the oath of office in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. No foreign heads of state attended the swearing-in at Burundi's National Assembly. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter says the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
I'll get my first radiation treatment for the melanoma in my brain this afternoon. And then I understand I'll have four treatments scheduled at 3-week intervals.
Mr. Carter described himself as surprisingly at ease upon receiving the bad news. The head of the UN nuclear agency is downplaying a media report that the recent Iran nuclear agreement will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections. The Associated Press reports that the draft version of a side agreement indicates Iran could use its own inspectors to investigate the Parchin military base south of Tehran. The Atomic Energy Agency director says the claim misrepresents the way the agency does its work. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing to comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid